in the one-on-ones, you have a little bit more time to be a better listener. And maybe that's why I enjoy those. It took me some time to work on that, but sitting back and just really listening and hearing what their needs are and then meeting them with the check, the products, or the opportunity or whatever it is. So one-on-ones are definitely another focused effort that you want to make sure that you have on your calendar so that you're working on helping those that need it. Any questions about a one-on-one? Or some one-on-ones that you've had that have really turned out?
This is Linda again.
Good morning.
We spoke to Jennifer about our frustration with sometimes we're in the country. Sometimes one or our events turn out to be one-on-ones. or I think it was it may have been Gary Burke who said if nobody comes, we just called it date night. And Jennifer said that an event is really a great launch for one-on-ones. When someone doesn't come that you've invited, you can say, you know, we really missed you. Here's a, had a great time. Is there some time I could just get together with you and share what we talked about so and catch you up to speed? And I thought that was really a great way to look at it. She said that essentially an event is to get one-on-ones.
That's a really great way to look at that. You know, one-on-one doesn't have to be in person. Nowadays, we can do things over the computer, over the phone. We can do FaceTime. You know, so those one-on-ones may not be face-to-face. But, you know, there's all kinds of ways to kind of meet the person where they're at, so to speak. Love that. Another opportunity that comes from the events that I have worked on building volume and seen that focused effort really pay off is when we make sure that we follow through with our customers. So the follow through to call and see how they're doing. Again, we're not calling to see if they need any products, but a lot of times it just leads to, you know, great conversations so that you can really kind of hit home with what their needs are when you sit down with them at the new member orientation. So making sure that you're doing the follow-up process and working with them to set up their new member orientation. And again, it doesn't have to be in person. It's not always going to work that way, but those new member orientations are a great way to get to know our customers, hear what their needs are, hear how we can help them. And then at the end, you know, one of the steps is to ask them, you know, if they're willing to host an event. So, you know, that kind of starts that whole process again with this new member. You know, where are they at? Timing-wise, are they looking for some income? Can we get them some free products from hosting an event? So new member orientations would be the next thing that I would say, you know, put some focused effort into that. Anyone have any questions about new member orientations? One of the other pieces in the new member orientation when we're walking through is encouraging them, if they haven't already, is to set up an auto ship. So Sheckley's given some great incentives. There's additional discounts. And if you think about it, you know, as a member, they're getting 15% off already. A lot of the auto ship opportunities offer another 10% off. So that's 25% off, you know, the retail price, which is a nice benefit. One of the reasons that Sheckley set it up is so that people don't ever miss out on taking their supplements. You know, I know for me, when I miss out on something, I really feel it, especially the protein. I don't know about anybody else, but I really miss it. If for some reason, all my family has gobbled up the protein and I don't have any, I really notice that. So I don't want to ever be without. So I make sure that that's definitely on my auto ship. So making sure that the customers are on the auto ships, you can help them set that up if they need it. You know, it's been a little bit tricky with the new website, but I feel like most of that's been ironed out and easily my customers are really enjoying the ease of the website. So helping them set up an auto ship so they can get the products that they need and encouraging them to maybe, you know, switch it up and try some new things. But, you know, imagine if we had, if you knew that you had 10 auto ship customers that were all doing 100 PV, that's $1,000 a month, you know, 1,000 PV a month rather. So you can take a look at that and really how many of your customers are on autoship, and you can kind of fill out your calendar with those as well and see where that PV is coming in and help your customers, you know, try some new things as well. Any questions about autoship and using that as a focused effort?
That's just a really great idea to start emphasizing that. I don't think we do that enough, so great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I do appreciate that Sheckley offers those additional discounts. And up on the new ordering system, they really kind of are focusing on it as well. Like, hey, did you know you could get 10% off if you put this on autoship? So if I appreciate if I have forgotten that to remind them that Sheckley is doing a great job of that too. All right, how about downline earners? I don't know how many of you do this, but every single month I'll go through and kind of see where my volume earners are at. So what I mean by that is over the years, people who have hosted events or given me referrals, I always put those new customers underneath the person who referred me or hosted the event. And eventually what happens a lot of times is maybe they're not really interested in earning, you know, doing a Sheckley business, but every now and then they'd like to earn a bonus. So what happens is maybe everyone from their event, you know, a couple months later all orders again, and let's say that the volume underneath, let's call this person Shelly. So Shelly hosts an event. A couple months later, a lot of the people who became customers all place another order again, and Shelly's at 400 PV. Maybe she's at 900 PV, whatever, wherever she's at, I'm scanning through and just kind of monitoring, because if Shelly doesn't place a 100 PV order, she could miss out on an opportunity to earn some income. And so what I will do is I'll give Shelly a call and say, hey, I don't know if you noticed or not, but, you know, a bunch of people from your event back in the spring ordered, and now you have an opportunity to earn a bonus. You know, if you place that 100 PV order, you will get that. So it's just another way to stay focused on not only your business, you know, in general, but the people who could potentially earn some income. And people really appreciate that. People love to be rewarded. And I feel like Sheckley's automatically doing that for you if you just set up your business that way and, you know, you're working with your downline and watching your numbers. You can watch this kind of happen and stay on top of it. So that's one of the ways that I stay focused in that area, is making sure that I'm reading through those numbers and seeing if there's any opportunity for someone to earn a bonus. Anyone have any questions about that? I would say that most of the time, if people know that they're going to earn a little bit of money, you know, they would place a 100 PV order or more. A lot of times it's more, but at least 100, right, so that they can earn the bonus. All right. If nobody has any questions about that. Definitely working with business builders. I think that's a no-brainer, but, you know, we could certainly talk about that. Making sure that your business builders are staying focused on their volume and how to, you know, help them. So again, all these same things: how many events do they have on their calendar? Where are they at with their follow-up? Do they have people on autoship? Helping them build their focused effort calendar as well, so that they can see where their PV is coming from. Whether you're new in the business or whether you have been in the business a long time, typically you have an average of PV that comes in every single month as well. So, you know, how can you help your business builders see where they're at and build on that is really the focus when you're working with them. So if they have a small group, they're just getting started, maybe they're, you know, right around that 1,500 PV, they're working towards that 500, which of the things that we talked about here can really push them to that and then continue to build on that momentum so that they don't, you know, we certainly don't want them clinging on stuck at 2,000. So working with those business builders to get them where their goals are. And in turn, it never fails. When you're working with your downline, typically your business grows as well. For some reason, what the upline is doing is typically the speed of the team, right? You've probably heard that. So, you know, making sure that you're getting your members in every single month is another way to stay focused, right? 10 members or more a month shows growth. So make sure that you're getting those 10 members. And I know we've talked about this before. Sometimes that's in a group. Sometimes that's, you know, business builders. Sometimes that's customers. Sometimes it's 8. Sometimes it's 5. You know, the goal is 10. But, you know, having a minimum of that every single month really kind of puts your mindset there. So, again, definitely focusing your efforts so that you're working on bringing in new members and customers as well as business builders. Anyone have any comments about that? We have a quiet group. You guys must have had a great St. Patrick's Day weekend. All in recovery. Oh, let's see. I was going to talk about small group. So we kind of talked about that a little bit. Sometimes the big events turn into small groups. Sometimes maybe somebody isn't interested in hosting a full-on event, so we'll just do a small group. And I think people can relate to that term. It feels comfortable to a lot of people. You know, maybe it's a small group. Another thing that I hear from people who want to host an event, they say, you know, I have a group of people from church, and I have a group of people from work. I have a group of people from where I do work out, but I'm not sure that all those people would really blend well together. So then I'll tell them, let's do small group. You know, we'll do a small group with your book club or a small group with your church friends or small group with your workout people. So that, you know, that smaller group, but again, a great opportunity to be able to get to hear people a little bit more in depth. When I do those events, I still kind of treat it as a regular event, as certainly with how the invite is and the follow-up and the phone call to get the small group there. You could certainly serve small appetizers or cut up some Shackley bars if you choose. But it's still the flip chart or it's still the presentation. What's really nice, though, about the small group is sometimes at the end of it, the event you have a little bit more time. So that's usually how I handle those. But the small groups are another great way to really kind of focus that effort on building that small group of PV, small group at a time. Anyone have any questions?
Denise, could you give us an example? This is Linda.
Sure.
Just how you would approach, say, an old friend or somebody that you know in a group, like you mentioned, that you really haven't talked Shackley about. And you want to be respectful of that friendship and not put undue pressure, but also be inviting. How would you invite somebody like that?
Invite them to an event you already have going on?
Right. Well, to a small group, yeah. Or
sure.
Several people. One at a time, or would you say, hey, guys, you want to come over to my house? I want to tell you about Shackley.
Yeah, well, that's not the question, right? But I get it. I totally get it. I think it depends on how you react in that group. You know, if it is a lot of, like, social and kind of bouncing things off each other all the time, then I think that you can say, hey, I'm hosting this event. We're all kind of on the same page here. You know, who wants to come over? I'll be serving some juice or light snacks or whatever. We'll be talking about some health and wellness, which seems to be, you know, kind of up our alley. It's low-key. You know, come hang out. Maybe that's not your verbiage, but something similar in that small group. If that's the kind of relationship that you have, then you can invite that way. But if it's really more of a one-on-one or you have, you know, more of an intimate relationship, you can say, hey, you know, you and I are both on the same page when it comes to, you know, wellness. Obviously, we work out here. Or maybe, you know, we seem like we're reading a lot of the same type of, you know, environmentally friendly books. Or however you know that person, you can just, I like to keep it low-key and just let them know that, you know, you're hosting an event or you're going to an event, you'd like to bring them along, whatever the case may be. You know, I like to use, you know, it seems like it might be up your alley, or, you know, you just want to come hang out with me and kind of learn some of this stuff.
Great, thanks.
I don't know, that's kind of me, you know what I mean? That's kind of my verbiage, but I think, because if you, I blurted those words out, hey, I'm having this great thing, it's about Shackley, I think you love it, you know, and people are like, whoa, what, first of all, I don't know what Shackley is, and I don't know that I want to come to your house, like, all of a sudden, you know, you're getting, like, all these weird looks, and you know you just kind of overdid it, so I think sometimes that's the hard part is that is backing up, so, you know, try not to back up. And if it takes practice of one-on-ones, then that's really the easiest way, I think, to do it. You know, reach out to the people that you feel like maybe you have a good relationship with that you feel like you could have that conversation. But role-playing it with somebody that you're a friend with or family with is also easy to or not always easy, I shouldn't say, but a good way to kind of practice that. And then it makes it easier when you go to invite. And you could even say, look, I'm kind of new to this, or I haven't really done a lot of inviting. So, you know, I hope this doesn't come off as pushy, but, you know, I would really love to have you there. I feel like we're, you know, like-minded or something like that. So I think it's being authentic and honest and not sharing too much. And, of course, I'm just babbling on and sharing here, but I apologize. But just keeping it short to the invite and just saying, you know, I'd love to have you here. We're going to be talking about health and wellness, or if you have an idea of what you think that they might be interested in. You always bring your water bottle, and you must be passionate about the environment or something. You know, I'd love to have you there for that. So keep it short and sweet.
Great. That's great.
And answer their questions. If they say, well, you know, what is it? Oh, I'm not telling you now. You know, that's probably not going to work. But answer their questions. So if they ask, say, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Shaklee, but it's the Shaklee product. You can say that. You know, you can tell them it's about health and wellness or whatever. I don't hide behind it, but I just try not to share too much, because if people are interested in health and wellness, or, you know, the environment, or however you're inviting them, they'll be there. And if it's not the right time for them, it's not the right time. That doesn't mean that another time they won't go like, hey, you asked me to an event some time ago, and I couldn't make it, but I am intrigued, you know. Can you tell me more about that? So believe it or not, that happens too.
Yeah.
So that was a really long answer to your question. I hope I gave you some tips on that.
That was a really good answer. One of the things I liked was when you said, let me think about it. I don't know if this will, you know, I don't want to come off as, you know, sounding pushy or anything, dot, 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 so that you're kind of addressing their fear in the first place and putting it to rest.
Actually, it's more your fear, not theirs.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest.
That too.
Because why would they be even, you know, uncomfortable unless you were?
Well, yeah.
They have no reason to be, right? That's us. That's our head stuff.
Yep, you're right.
I think the less of a big deal we make about it, you know, the easier it is. Sometimes that's really difficult to get through, but once you get there, it's easier. And if you have a couple of these events going on, sometimes it's easier to invite to that as well. Because if you consistently have something to invite to, so if you know that you're doing some type of a small group, maybe that's just your focus, and that's one of your plans is to have a small group every single month at your house. And so maybe you pick a date even. Maybe you pick the 15th of the month, and that you consistently have a small group on that. You consistently invite. You consistently get into that practice. And it just becomes easier. And I don't want to say a no-brainer, but that's really kind of how it feels, is that it becomes normal. I just looked up and realized it was just after 9. So let me just review real quick. So we're talking about focused effort this month in building volume. How do you increase volume? So we talked about, one of the things that we didn't talk about that I wanted to was the Shaklee product offers. So Shaklee does a great job every single month of, you know, kind of relating it like it's National Nutrition Month. So you're going to see posts and information about nutrition and wellness. And then also the special that they're offering with the 15% off the greens product. So make sure that we're taking advantage of that. I think that truly, in my mind, I feel like that's a no-brainer. Shaklee's offering an additional discount to our customers. That's 30% off, right? So we'd have to sell a whole lot of those greens to really build up a lot of volume. But, and not to dismiss it, but just, you know, just keep that in your mind. You know what I mean? Use that as one of your focused efforts. And then events. So we're talking large group events like Health and Wealth or Live Your Life, whatever you're calling them, helping your business builders, your downline earners. Don't forget to look deep into your organization. One-on-one, whether that's in-person or FaceTime. Business launches, we didn't talk about those, but helping your business builders really launch their business or a relaunch. We've seen that become very effective. Small group, talked about quite a bit. Auto ships, make sure you're taking a look at those and, encouraging people to get on those for their health and not forgetting to fall or so that they don't fall off their regimen, right, but also for volume. New member orientation, so make sure that we're following the processes. Those really do help to increase that volume. And then 10 members/business builders every month. So have a fantastic March. I can't believe it's the 17th already. It's kind of crazy, right, that we're already I feel like I was whining about winter, and now we're already into spring this weekend. So that moved quick. So hopefully things go well for you this week. Have a great Shackley day and a blessed Shackley week. Take care.
Thanks, Denise.
You're welcome.